All right, the very first step to working with MetaTrader, of course, is to download MetaTrader itself. And we go to metaquotes.net for that. Scroll down here to download client terminal and open demo account. Scroll down here, download MetaTrader. And I like saving it to a folder on the hard drive. Your situation may be different. Some people may choose to run it from the actual site, but that's not my particular preference. We'll save mt4setup.exe right here. Looks like the site is busy today. And then we'll open up the folder here. We'll pop right in. There we are. So we'll double click on the executable file here. And we'll install. This installation will be in English. Read the end user license agreement and agree to it. Decide where you'd like for it to be installed. Typically, Windows machines, it's in the C program files directory. Okay, so here we go. Now let's launch MetaTrader. Alrighty, here we are. We are inside of MetaTrader. This is the default screen that pops up. And let's take a gander over here. We'll pop over here, go down, and here where it says open account. And this is what you'll have to do in order to get the live data coming in. You'll have to put in your name, country, state, etc. All this information here, your phone number, the level of leverage that you'd like. 1 to 100 is the default here. The currency, your email address, as well as the amount you'd like to start off with. A simple example, we're going to start off with $5,000, a modest amount of money to start trading with in order to show that this amount of money can grow. You'll agree to subscribe to the newsletters before you can get a next down here, so you'll notice that. Now, I'm already signed up for this, so this is already all set. Once you sign up, you'll be here. Your data will be live, and you'll notice down here in the trade that the equity balance will be $5,000, which was the amount that we previously specified. For setting up MetaTrader, this is what we've done. We've downloaded MetaTrader from the metaquotes.net site. We've installed MetaTrader in our program files directory, or whichever directory you chose. And we've signed up for the demo account. When you receive you'll receive a username and passwords for your demo account, and keep those in a safe place when you receive those. So we're all set to trade and explore trading inside of MetaTrader. What we're going to do next is we're going to explore the features of MetaTrader so that we can customize the look and feel and make it a comfortable platform for us to work with. Thank you.